We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
All the way going back into the Old Testament and following the prophecies about the coming of Jesus and what he was to do, it was to destroy the devil. All the way through the epistles. And then when you get into Revelation and begin to read about it, it begins to talk about that there will come a day when he will come back and destroy the devil for good.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into the archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, How to Be an Overcomer. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Well, to start out with, James, find these. James 4:7, 1 Peter 5:8, 1 John 3:8, and Jude verse 9. That's what we'll start with. You find those. James 4:7, 1 Peter 5:8, 1 John 3:8. Jude 9, verse 9. You know, there's only one chapter in Jude, so when I say 9, that means the ninth verse. All right? There's not 9 chapters in Jude, so don't nobody try to find them. It's not there. Praise the Lord. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Don't pray in tongues against him. Resist the devil. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You say, well, how'd you get that scripture? Well, in here, it says, resist the devil in my Bible, and he'll flee from you. And I look down here into this reference. It got a little R by devil in this resist the devil. I look over here, and it tells me to go to 1 Peter. That's where I got that. It said go over there and read 1 Peter 5:8. What it's telling you, somebody's done the references for me. It's saying, hey, these two scriptures have something in common. The writer is talking about the same things. All right? So when I read this one, then there's another L, but there's another letter. It's L this time by devil. And it tells me to go to 1 John 3:8. And it says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. Sinneth from the beginning, or sinned from the beginning. For this purpose. For what purpose? The Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Not tongues was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. It says the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And you cannot find it any other way in the Word of God. All the way going back into the Old Testament and following the prophecies about the coming of Jesus and what he was to do, it was to destroy the devil. Amen. All the way through the epistles. Amen. And then when you get into Revelation and begin to read about it, it begins to talk about that there will come a day when he will come back and destroy the devil for good. Now, he will come back, as Paul describes it in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, with the shout, with the voice, the archangel, trumpet God. He's going to appear. Dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in clouds of glory. So shall we ever be at the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then, all right, we're going to come back with him. He's going to do battle with the devil. It's just a quick synopsis of it. I know something about Daniel Revelation. I just don't teach it. It's, you know, there's so much controversy on it. But it talks about him coming back. It talks about having a millennial time, a thousand-year reign, which everything is like it was when it was originally in the Garden of Eden. The lamb and the lion lay down together. Everything's at peace and so forth. The devil's bound. And then he's loosed at the end of a thousand years. And then there's a great battle. And at the end of the great battle, the devil is cast into the pit forever. And then there is going to come down. The word of God says they become a new heaven and a new earth. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I won't be a part of it. I tell you that. Hallelujah. It is in prophecy all the way through, even into from the prophecy past that was fulfilled in the New Testament, that is now being fulfilled in the church age. And that will be fulfilled in the age to come. All right? But I'm going to tell you what. It all hinges on Jesus Christ. The prophecies of the Old Testament that were fulfilled with his life in the New Testament. And then the writings in the epistles about the church age, which we are still a part of. And then the writings of what would happen in future ages concerning Jesus Christ. All of it goes back that Jesus Christ was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. That he... Say it with me. H-E-H-E.
He.
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 Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is the one that destroys the works of the devil.
Is the one that destroys the works of the devil.
It's not praying in tongues.
It's not praying in tongues.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. I tell you why. Now, I want us to begin to realize. Let's go to Jude now. And read before I go on any further. Tell you what, a lot of you hadn't read this one. Gonna blow you away. Yet, Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed with the devil, is talking about the body of Moses. Now the devil and the Michael, the archangel, are having a dispute over the body of Moses. Did you read it? Go study some of you. Go read Matthew Henry, Adam Clark. They'll give you some ideas and some things of where this is coming from some of the Jewish traditional religious teachings. But here's the part I want you to notice. Yet Michael, the archangel, when he contended with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him, that is the devil, a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Warrell, New Testament. Now I want to read that here. Warrell was a Greek scholar many, many years ago. Actually, this was copyrighted by A.S. Warrell in 1904. This was printed originally by the Gospel Publishing House. It was laid out of print for years and years and years. This ministry talked with the Gospel Publishing House. They didn't even have a full set of plates. They had to go find one of these from somebody and to get it all put together. And they reprinted this. Because Brother Hagin feels that this man was a great Greek scholar and that this work that he had done should not be lost. He says, "But Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he was disputing about the body of Moses, did not dare bring against him a railing judgment, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.'" Now, it seems that there was a dispute between Satan and Michael over the body of Moses, possibly from the standpoint of showing where it was, where the body was, and so forth and so on, and a lot of different things. You can read many different theological things. Really, Adam Clark says we don't really know what this means. But that it is not important. That part of the scripture is not important to our personal salvation. There are some important things here. Now, Adam Clark didn't say that particular thing, that it wasn't important to our salvation. He alludes to that fact. He said we don't know about it. And it's, he goes on to intimate that it's really not that important to us. And as I say it, it is not that important to us, okay? Because I was saying some of the things he did, and then I went on talking about what I was starting to say, and I didn't want you to tie it together with the two, all right? Now, the important part is here that the archangel himself would not bring railing accusations against the devil. He simply said, "The Lord rebuke you."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today.
You know, this AI thing is kind of scary. And on YouTube right now, there are a number of AI videos, not actually videos, they're actually audios with video pictures of our grandfather.
Right.
And some of it is not even saying, but it's not him.
It's not him.
And sometimes it's not even things that he believes.
Right. But it sounds like his voice.
It sounds kind of like his voice.
Yeah,
and if you
similar.
Know, I mean, like one time it said something, I listened to one of them and it says, and he said 2 Corinthians. He would never say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
He would always say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And actually, I think that they read from the New King James, which he would never read. Always read from the King James Version and things like that. Now, we've tried to take those down, but because of artistic, what do they call it?
License.
Whatever, that they haven't been able to take them down. But if you want to hear the real Kenneth E. Hagin, you can go to his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it's the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel. And, you know, also, too, I mean, there's other videos out there. Make sure there has to be a video of him. It's going to be a video, not just some kind of, picture, but with some kind of voice that doesn't really sound like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe if you guys would report that, maybe they would take that down.
Yeah.
We've tried to report that, but the more of you that would report that. But go to our YouTube channel, the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel, and you can watch some classic messages by our grandfather.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, How to Be an Overcomer. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.